Good morning, and welcome to Tech News Briefing, your daily dive into the most compelling stories shaping our digital world. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, bringing you the latest from Ars Technica, Hacker News, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, and beyond.
Before we dive into today's headlines, let's take a quick look back. On this day in history, May 15, 1997, a significant moment in artificial intelligence unfolded. IBM's Deep Blue chess-playing computer made history by defeating world champion Garry Kasparov in the final game of their highly anticipated rematch. This marked the first time a reigning world chess champion had lost a match to a computer under standard chess tournament conditions, a truly pivotal milestone in the journey of AI.
A fascinating look back at a moment that really set the stage for much of what we discussed today. And speaking of AI, it seems the growing demand for artificial intelligence is now directly impacting our energy infrastructure, with some surprising consequences for even popular vacation destinations.
That's right. The first story on our radar today comes from TechCrunch, highlighting a looming issue for places like Lake Tahoe. Arohi, can you tell us more about how Silicon Valley's favorite vacation land is about to feel the ripple effects of AI's energy appetite?
Absolutely, Arjiv. Lake Tahoe, a premier destination for many in the tech industry, is bracing for a significant increase in energy prices. This isn't just about general inflation, it's a direct consequence of the immense electricity demands being placed on the grid by AI data centers. The region's primary energy provider is facing pressure, and the cost of keeping the lights on, quite literally, is rising steeply. This situation underscores a broader trend we're observing. The insatiable energy requirements of AI are starting to manifest in tangible ways, even far from the data centers themselves, affecting communities and their cost of living. It's creating a domino effect, where the exponential growth of AI processing power translates directly into higher utility bills for everyday consumers and businesses in areas like Tahoe.
And it's not just vacation spots feeling the pinch. This seems to be a symptom of a larger, systemic issue with our national power grids. We're seeing reports of substantial price hikes across the country. Arohi, what's happening on America's biggest power grid, and who are watchdogs pointing fingers at?
This is indeed a much larger problem, Arjiv. TechCrunch reports that power prices are up a staggering 76% on America's biggest grid. A watchdog group is now raising serious concerns, stating unequivocally that the U.S. power grid was simply not designed to handle the colossal electricity demands of an AI-driven economy. The gap between what our current infrastructure can deliver and what the AI industry requires is not just widening, it's becoming a chasm. This exponential increase in demand from AI data centers, coupled with an aging and underinvested grid, is leading to unprecedented price volatility and instability. The watchdogs are essentially warning that without significant, rapid upgrades and strategic planning, these price spikes could become the new norm, potentially hindering economic growth and increasing costs across the board. The fundamental infrastructure needs a complete reevaluation to accommodate this new technological era.
That certainly paints a picture of a critical challenge ahead for infrastructure. Moving from the physical demands of AI to its intellectual development, we have some interesting news from the world of AI research itself, specifically regarding memory for large language models. Arohi, tell us about DeltaMem.
DeltaMem, or DeltaMem, is an intriguing new development in large language models, or LLMs, recently published on Archive. Researchers are proposing an efficient online memory system designed to improve how these models handle and recall information over longer interactions. Essentially, LLMs often struggle with long-term memory, leading to issues where they forget earlier parts of a conversation or document. DeltaMem aims to provide a more dynamic and accessible memory structure, allowing LLMs to process and integrate new information more effectively without constantly reprocessing everything. This could lead to more coherent, context-aware, and personalized AI interactions, reducing computational overhead and improving overall efficiency. It's a fundamental step towards making LLMs more capable of sustained, intelligent dialogue and complex task execution.
That's a significant advancement for the practical application of LLMs. However, the integrity of AI research and the platforms that host it are also coming under scrutiny. Arohi, what's the latest from Archive regarding AI-generated submissions, and what new policy are they implementing?
Archive, a crucial preprint server for scientific research, is cracking down on what one moderator bluntly called AI-generated slop. Ars Technica reports that the platform has instituted a new, stringent policy. Submitters found to be sending in AI-generated hallucinations or low-quality content could face a year-long ban from making further submissions. This move highlights a growing concern within the scientific community about the potential for generative AI to flood academic repositories with misleading or unverified research, undermining the peer review process and the reliability of preprints. It's a proactive measure to safeguard the quality and trustworthiness of scientific discourse, acknowledging the challenges presented by the rapid proliferation of AI tools. The moderators are essentially sending a clear message. AI is a tool, not a substitute for rigorous human research and critical thinking.
It's clear that maintaining quality and trust in the age of AI is a growing concern, not just in academia but also in finance. We're now seeing regulators turning to AI itself to combat illicit activities. Arohi, how is the US betting on AI to catch insider trading in prediction markets?
This is a fascinating development, Arjav. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, is making a strong statement about its commitment to market integrity by deploying AI to detect insider trading in prediction markets. Ars Technica reports that the CFTC views this as a serious matter, recognizing that as AI tools become more sophisticated, so too do the methods used by those attempting to exploit markets. Prediction markets, which allow trading on the outcome of future events, can be particularly vulnerable to information asymmetry. By using AI-powered algorithms to analyze trading patterns, anomalies, and information flows, the CFTC aims to identify suspicious activity far more quickly and accurately than traditional human oversight. This represents a significant shift in regulatory strategy, leveraging advanced technology to police complex financial instruments and ensure fair play. It's a proactive use of AI to maintain transparency and trust in emerging financial sectors.
That's an interesting turn of events, AI policing AI, in a way. From regulatory oversight, let's pivot to a new application of AI in our personal lives. OpenAI, a name synonymous with AI, is stepping into the realm of personal finance. Arohi, tell us about ChatGPT's new venture into managing our money.
This is a major move, Arjav. OpenAI is launching ChatGPT for Personal Finance, a new service that will allow users to connect their bank accounts directly to the AI platform. As reported by TechCrunch, once linked, users will gain access to a comprehensive dashboard displaying their portfolio performance, detailed spending analytics, current subscriptions, and upcoming payments. The goal is to provide a holistic view of one's financial health, leveraging ChatGPT's conversational interface to offer insights, budgeting advice, and potentially even automate some financial tasks. This marks a significant expansion for OpenAI beyond its traditional generative text applications, pushing into highly sensitive personal data. The potential benefits for financial management are clear, but it also raises important questions about data security, privacy, and the trust users place in an AI model with their most sensitive information.
Connecting bank accounts to an AI definitely brings up a lot of privacy and trust considerations. Speaking of OpenAI and trust, the legal battle between Elon Musk and Sam Altman has reached a critical juncture. Arohi, what's the latest from week 3 of the Musk versus Altman trial, and how is the jury weighing the credibility of these tech titans?
This courtroom drama, as covered by MIT Technology Review, has been nothing short of explosive. In the final week of the Musk versus Altman trial, both legal teams aggressively attacked the credibility of the opposing CEO. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, faced intense questioning regarding allegations of a history of lying and self-dealing, particularly involving companies that have done business with OpenAI. The defense aimed to portray him as untrustworthy and opportunistic. However, Altman fired back, painting Elon Musk as a power seeker who, according to his testimony, sought to control the direction of OpenAI's development for his own interests. The jury is now tasked with sifting through these accusations and counter-accusations to determine who they believe, which will ultimately decide the outcome of this high-stakes legal battle. It's a direct confrontation over leadership, vision, and the future of artificial intelligence itself.
A true battle of the titans. And the drama surrounding OpenAI doesn't stop there. It seems there's also some friction with Apple regarding their ChatGPT integration. Arohi, what's the word from insiders about OpenAI feeling burned by Apple?
This is an interesting twist, Arjav. Ars Technica reports that OpenAI insiders are feeling burned by Apple's perceived crappy ChatGPT integration. This sentiment comes to light as a judge has ordered Apple to provide Elon Musk with internal messages discussing their secretive ChatGPT deal. The implication is that despite the high-profile partnership, the technical execution or the strategic terms of the integration may not have met OpenAI's expectations. This suggests potential dissatisfaction with how their cutting-edge AI technology has been implemented within Apple's ecosystem, possibly feeling their contribution was undervalued or poorly executed. The demand for internal communications also indicates that this integration is now a key point of contention in the larger legal disputes surrounding OpenAI, bringing what was likely a private frustration into the public spotlight.
That's certainly a lot of corporate drama around OpenAI. Moving on to consumer technology, many users are looking for alternatives to the major players. Arohi, for those looking to break away from the Apple and Google ecosystems, what are the options for non-Apple, non-Google smartphones?
For consumers seeking to diverge from the duopoly of Apple and Google in the smartphone market, options are certainly more limited, but they do exist, as highlighted by the Register. These typically fall into a few categories. You have devices running alternative operating systems like Lineage OS, which is an open-source Android distribution that strips away Google services, or Ubuntu Touch, offering a Linux-based mobile experience. Then there are specialized privacy-focused phones, often based on heavily modified Android versions with enhanced security features, like the Purism Librem 5 or the Pine Phone, which run their own Linux-based mobile operating systems. These phones often cater to users prioritizing data privacy, open-source principles, and greater control over their device's software. However, the trade-offs usually include a smaller app ecosystem, potentially less polished user experiences, and often higher price points. It's a niche market, but one that continues to evolve for the privacy-conscious tech enthusiast.
It's good to know there are choices for those looking for something different. And speaking of device longevity, many users are finding themselves in a bind as older tech is no longer supported. What are Kindle users doing now that Amazon is ending support for their older e-readers?
This is a common frustration for owners of older tech, Arjiv. TechCrunch reports that as Amazon ends support for older Kindle models, many users are turning to jailbreaking their devices to continue adding books and maintain functionality. When a device reaches its end of support life, it often stops receiving software updates, security patches, and can lose access to new content or even basic synchronization features. For Kindle users, this means the convenient, integrated Amazon ecosystem might no longer fully function. Jailbreaking offers a workaround by installing custom firmware, potentially allowing users to sideload books more easily, access alternative storefronts, or even run different applications. However, this process carries inherent risks, including voiding warranties, potentially bricking the device if done incorrectly, and exposing the device to security vulnerabilities if the custom software isn't well maintained. It's a desperate measure for many who want to extend the life of their beloved e-readers.
That's a classic dilemma for device owners. Now, moving from individual device security to a much larger scale, we have a sobering reminder of the importance of data protection. Arohi, what happened with this hotel check-in system that exposed a million passports and driver's licenses?
This is an alarming security lapse, Arjiv, and a critical reminder of basic cybersecurity hygiene. TechCrunch revealed that a hotel check-in system inadvertently left a million passports and driver's licenses publicly exposed online. The issue stemmed from the tech company maintaining the system, which had configured its cloud storage to public access. This egregious oversight meant that anyone, without any password or authentication, could access sensitive customer data. We're talking about full names, dates of birth, addresses, and copies of official identification documents. This kind of breach has severe implications for identity theft and other fraudulent activities. It underscores the critical importance of secure cloud configurations and robust data handling policies, especially when dealing with personally identifiable information on such a massive scale. It's a stark warning to all businesses handling customer data.
An absolutely unacceptable breach of privacy. And speaking of security, though on a much different stage, there's an interesting story about the precautions taken after high-level diplomatic travel. Arohi, what orders were given to travelers on Air Force One after a recent trip to China?
This report from TechCrunch highlights the intense security posture surrounding high-stakes diplomacy. Following a recent trip to China, U.S. officials issued an unprecedented order to travelers on Air Force One to dispose of all gifts, commemorative pins, and even burner phones. While the summit itself may have appeared cordial on the surface, this directive underscores the deep-seated understanding within U.S. intelligence that China remains a significant adversary with advanced espionage and intelligence-gathering capabilities. The concern is that seemingly innocuous items could be compromised with surveillance technology or malware. Burner phones are often used for sensitive, temporary communications, and their disposal suggests a comprehensive approach to preventing any potential exfiltration of data or intelligence from U.S. personnel. It's a very clear signal of the ongoing digital and physical security challenges in international relations.
A telling detail about the state of global relations. Shifting gears back to the cutting edge of AI, there's exciting news from NVIDIA Labs regarding advanced world models. Arohi, tell us about Sana WM, this 2.6 billion parameter open source world model for high resolution video.
This is a significant leap forward in AI's ability to understand and generate dynamic visual information, Arjiv. NVIDIA Labs has introduced Sana WM, a 2.6 billion parameter open source world model specifically designed for 1 minute, 720p video. World model, in AI context, is an agent's internal simulation of its environment, allowing it to predict future states and plan actions. SanaWeM's capability to process and generate high-resolution video for extended durations means it can better understand complex interactions, object movements, and temporal dynamics within a scene. Making it open source is particularly impactful, as it allows researchers worldwide to build upon this foundation, accelerating advancements in areas like robotics, autonomous driving, and sophisticated video generation. It's moving AI closer to a more nuanced, real-world understanding of how things move and interact over time.
That sounds like a powerful tool for future AI development. Now, let's transition to the automotive world, where the shift to electric vehicles continues to present both exciting innovations and significant challenges. Arohi, Volkswagen has unveiled its first electric GTI, but with a catch for the US market. What's the story there?
Indeed, Arjav, Volkswagen has unveiled its highly anticipated first electric GTI, specifically the ID. Polo GTI, which Ars Technica reports takes considerable inspiration from the iconic Golf GTI of 1976. This electric hot hatch promises the blend of performance and driving dynamics that GTI enthusiasts cherish, but in an all-electric package. However, there's a significant caveat for American consumers. There's absolutely no chance of this model being sold in the US market. The ID. Polo GTI is designed for Europe, where smaller, performance-oriented electric vehicles fit market demands and regulatory frameworks more readily. This highlights the diverging product strategies of automakers in different global regions, often dictated by consumer preferences, charging infrastructure, and emissions regulations. While exciting for Europe, it's a missed opportunity for performance EV enthusiasts in America.
A shame for US enthusiasts, but a clear sign of global market differences. And speaking of the EV transition, it's proving to be quite costly for some established automakers. Arohi, Honda has reported a significant loss in its EV ventures while shifting strategy for the US market. What are they doing?
This is a telling sign of the challenges inherent in the EV transition, Arjav. Ars Technica reports that Honda has shown off new hybrid models for the American market, a strategic pivot as the automaker absorbs a staggering $9 billion loss from its electric vehicle initiatives. This marks Honda's first annual loss in over 70 years, clearly illustrating the immense capital expenditure and R&D costs involved in developing and scaling EV technology. While committed to an electric future in the long term, this immediate financial hit is pushing Honda to lean more heavily on its highly successful hybrid technology in the near term for the US market. Hybrids offer a bridge solution, providing better fuel efficiency than conventional gasoline cars without the higher cost or range anxiety associated with pure EVs, allowing the company to recuperate some losses and refine its EV strategy.
A pragmatic approach in a challenging market. And staying with the future of mobility, specifically autonomous vehicles, Tesla's robotaxi program has encountered some reported issues. Arohi, what have newly unredacted crash reports revealed about Tesla's robotaxi crashes involving teleoperators?
These newly unredacted crash reports, detailed by TechCrunch, shed more light on the complexities and ongoing challenges in scaling autonomous vehicle technology, specifically with Tesla's robotaxis. The reports reveal two incidents involving crashes where human teleoperators were overseeing the vehicles. This is significant because it highlights that even with a human in the loop, acting as a remote supervisor or intervener, these systems are not infallible. The details of these crashes often involve scenarios where the autonomous system made an unexpected maneuver or failed to perceive a hazard correctly, and the teleoperator either could not intervene in time or their intervention was ineffective. It underscores the critical role of human oversight in current semi-autonomous systems and the intricate safety hurdles that still need to be overcome before fully driverless robotaxis can be deployed at scale. The road to autonomy, quite literally, is proving to be a bumpy one.
These reports definitely underscore the complexities of autonomous driving. Finally, let's turn our attention to an interesting intersection of technology and consumer rights in the entertainment industry. Arohi, a bill in California aims to prevent publishers from killing online games. What does this entail?
This is a significant piece of legislation for gamers and digital content ownership, Arjav. Ars Technica reports that a bill advancing in California aims to block publishers from effectively killing online games by shutting down their servers. The proposed law would mandate that if a publisher decides to shut down the servers for an online-only game, they would then have to provide either an independent play patch, allowing users to continue playing the game offline or via private servers, or offer refunds to consumers who purchased the game. This bill directly addresses the frustration of gamers who invest significant money and time into online titles only to lose access when the publisher decides it's no longer profitable to maintain the servers. It seeks to establish a new level of consumer protection in the digital realm, ensuring that access to purchased software isn't arbitrarily revoked.
That's a welcome development for many gamers and a forward-thinking piece of tech policy. And that brings us to the end of today's briefing.
Thank you for joining us.
Before we sign off, here's a unique and surprising fun fact for you. Did you know that the term robot didn't originate in a science lab or a tech conference? It actually comes from the Czech word robota, which means forced labor or drudgery. This term was first introduced to the world in a 1920 science fiction play called RUR, or Rusum's Universal Robots, by Czech writer Karel Čapek. A fascinating origin for a word that now defines so much of our technological future. That's all for today's tech news briefing. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Irohi.
We hope you found our discussion insightful. Join us again tomorrow for more essential tech news. Until then, have a fantastic day.